We pray, open our hearts, Lord, to your word, which is made understandable through the gift of your Holy Spirit. Strengthen us for the task of sharing your great love and being witnesses of your salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sermon text was read earlier. I'll read it again. It's short. The First Chronicles. Sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. That's my job. In Jamaica, they would maybe describe it a little bit. They run, they like to run verbs together for emphasis. So they may say, run, go tell. Run, go tell what? Run, go tell. Something important. Run, go tell. Emphasis. A missionary. I am excited to be given the calling to share the great message of Jesus, the salvation that he gives to all people of this world. Anybody who will listen. That's my job. But actually, is it just my job? Is it just my job? Or should I say more to, is it just my privilege? Am I the only one who gets to do this work? Well, I think you know the answer. All of us, as children of God who believe in Jesus, have been called, do have the privilege to run and go tell other people about this great message of salvation through faith in Jesus. All right, run and go tell. My kids love to run and go and tell me something when they're excited about something. For example, when the ice cream truck comes by our neighborhood, we have that in Jamaica, in our neighborhood, they hear that song from far off, whatever that melody is, and they shake us and say, come, we gotta go to the door. The ice cream truck's coming. And we all go to the door, we open the door, and we watch the ice cream truck go by. They're excited. They can't hold it in. Once they hear that music, they've gotta run and tell. Run and go tell. They've gotta tell us that the ice cream truck's coming, and we just get to watch it. We haven't got to the second stage of the ice cream truck yet. We just gotta watch it go by. That reminds me of things in the Bible. It reminds me of the shepherds who were told on that Christmas Eve by the angel. Well, I don't want to say Gabriel, but I'm not sure. Forgive me. But by the angel, when they said, look, a Savior's going to be born. Go to the city of Bethlehem and see the Savior, which has been given. And what they do, they went. And when they came back, they went out and told the message. A Savior has been born. It also reminds me of other exciting parts of the Bible with the two disciples on the road, who walked on the road with Jesus. They didn't know it was Jesus at first, but then when Jesus broke the bread with them, they were so excited, even though it was nighttime, they said, we gotta go tell people. And they ran back and told people. Went back to Jerusalem. Or it reminds me of Philip, the apostle. Excuse me, the disciple. The disciple who was led by the Holy Spirit as he saw a man in a chariot. The Holy Spirit led him to him. And the man didn't know what he was reading, but he was interested in reading out of the book of Isaiah, the Ethiopian. And the Holy Spirit led him to explain to him the gospel and then baptized him on the spot. He was excited and wanted to tell him about Jesus. It's a message that all of us know today. It's a message that will affect people. It's a message that will affect the people around us. Alright, Matthew 5 verse 13 says, you are the salt of the earth. And just like I explained to the kids this morning, you are the salt. We are like the salt. We give flavor to the world. And not only do we just give flavor to the world, as in we bring out the good things in the world, but we're also a preservative. We preserve people from eternal damnation. We can save them from their sins as an instrument of God, by God's working through us. And it goes on in Matthew 14, it also explains us as to say, we are the light of the world. The light of the world. So what does that mean? What does the light do? We look up, what do you see the lights do? If you turn the lights off in here today, it would be dingy, it would be dark. And yet, with a light on in a room, it brightens the room. It gives hope to the room. It cheers us up. You are the light of the world. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, God will use you. And God will use you as a light, as you point the way to Jesus. You will point the way to Jesus through you as an instrument. You're salt of the earth, you're a light of the world. These are simple illustrations about what happens when we have Christ in our heart and what He will then use us for. Now you may be thinking, Pastor, now hold on. You're not talking about me. That's not me. God can't use me. But I assure you it is. You know who He's talking about. If you have faith in Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, things will happen. The Lord's power is in you to share God's love. And God does give us many chances to do just that, to share His love. Every day He gives us those chances. And it's so easy to ignore those encouragings through the power of the Holy Spirit. He urges you to share God's love. It's so easy to ignore it. It's so easy to ignore being that shining light to the world. It's so easy to ignore to be the salt of the earth. It reminds me of the other day when I was called on the phone. And a lady on the other end said, Pastor, you messed up. Pastor, you didn't tell me. Pastor, you didn't do your job. You, in other words, she was saying, you failed to be the light of the world. And she was correct. I fell down on my duty. I didn't do what I was supposed to do as a Christian. I messed up. You've been there before. Haven't you ever had a conversation with someone where you say, oh, yeah, you know, I really ought to pray for that person. Or even you said, oh, yes, you know, I really ought to talk to that person. That person needs help right now. I know. I feel like I should go and talk to them. We've all been there. What happens after that? Maybe you go away from the conversation, you get busy with what you're doing, and you maybe forget about it. Or you think, oh, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. And when tomorrow comes, it still doesn't happen. We've all been there. I've been there. We've all been there. We've all failed to be that light that God's called us to be. We've missed the chance to shine in the power of the Holy Spirit. We've missed the chance to share God's love about Jesus. So you can be desperately needed. Run, go, tell. Here's some more reasons. Have you ever thought about why you're here today? Have you ever wondered that once you were baptized as an infant, when faith began in you, or once maybe you came to faith through the gospel later on in life, have you ever wondered why God doesn't just then right there take you up to heaven? His job's done. You've come to faith. That's what He wanted you to do. Have you ever wondered why it doesn't end there? That's because God doesn't just call us to faith. Yes, He does. Praise the Lord. He does. Like the thief on the cross was called to faith in his last moment of his life. That happens. But there's more to it. We have a privilege to it. God actually calls us to do more. He has a plan for us. And He wants to use us as His instrument through the power of the Holy Spirit. He wants to use us. Here's more convincing. You may know people today who simply don't quite understand the true joy of salvation, who don't quite understand what it means to be a Christian, who don't quite understand Christ. It reminds me of a man named Clifton in Jamaica, who we were talking and I was sharing with him. And he said, and I said to him in sharing with him, he says, you told me that all it takes to have salvation is to believe in Jesus. And I said, yes, that's what it is. He says, that's all there is? I said, yes, that's all there is. Because in the past, somebody told him there was more. That you had to do this, you had to do that, you had to do these things in order to be saved. I said, no, pure faith. Or there's the other youth member who said, you mean if I die, I am simply saved from my sins because I believe in Jesus? I said, yes. He had a hang-up. He was afraid that if he died doing something wrong, the Lord would hold him, hold salvation. I said, yes, you shouldn't do it. Through the Holy Spirit, God will give you strength to combat evil tonight. But you are saved through faith in Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. And we were sharing that because he was afraid that he was going to do something wrong with not. Or there's some man named Bobby who believed that he was going to be punished for sin that God would not forgive him for that one sin that he had committed. And I shared with him and I said, God forgives us for all of our sins through faith in His Son Jesus. And he was reassured in his salvation. Now, I want to say this, though, in defense of all of us. Being a shining light is not easy. Being the salt of the earth is not easy. Glorifying God every day through anything is not easy. It's not easy to always sing praises to Him in our lives. Now, why is that? We know why. Because we live in a sinful world. When we have bills to pay and we don't have the money to pay them, we can have a hard time praising the Lord. When we see gas prices, for example, continue to go up and up, our bills are about how? Can we continue to pay these prices? Where is it going to end? Or maybe different. Whenever we have loved ones, we can't get along with them. When we have children or friends and family, relationships that have been broken, and we have no hope. How can we praise the Lord? How can we glorify God? When we have to work 6 days a week trying to make ends meet, when we have trouble in school, when we have trouble in relationships, when our friends don't like us, whatever, you can fill in the blank. When we have health problems that just don't seem to end, how can we glorify God? How can we be the light of the world? How can we be the salt of the earth? Well, and how can we help but not fail? And the truth is, folks, you, I, we will fail at times. We will fail. Well, but that's why Christ came. That's why He came to the world, because He knew we were sinful people, and He knew He needed us. Excuse me, we needed Him. We needed Him. And He loved us, and God sent His Son Jesus to give us salvation through His Son Jesus. So praise the Lord, we have Him. He came for us sinners, even though we are sinful. That's why God sent His Son. That's why Christ died on the cross to save us from our sinfulness, to give us a place in heaven with Him, so that anyone who believes in Him would not perish from their sins, but would have eternal life. But wait, as the salesman said, that's not all. Jesus knew we were going to struggle. He knew we were going to have trouble. He knew that we were going to fail at times. He said, you know, you guys are going to need a lot of help. And that's why He sent Him to come. That's why He sent the Holy Spirit to help us, to strengthen us, to pick us up when we're down, to give us the strength and the words to say when the time comes. Continue on with the task that God has set before us. I've been saying, run, go tell. Run, go tell. But you know what, folks, the truth also is, you can't always tell. The Holy Spirit sometimes leads us, always leads us, I should say this first, to pray first. And sometimes all we can do is pray for someone. And that's what we do first. We pray. We pray for people that they would come to faith in Christ. Then, next, when possible, led by the Holy Spirit, we share God's love. We help people at sharing God's love. And then third, if led by the Holy Spirit, when possible, we share the message of salvation to those who are in need. And what's incredible about this is that God knows we're going to make mistakes. He knows that even when we're sharing God's love or sharing His message, we are going to make mistakes. But yet He still chooses us. That's the incredible thing. As sinful people, He still chooses us to be His instruments. He's sharing His great love. He's sharing His message of Jesus. Now in Jamaica, kind of relating it to the mission field, we know that in Jamaica, or as in any other mission field, the best way to get the gospel out to the people of Jamaica is not just through the missionary. It's better through the people of Jamaica. People of Jamaica represent the people of Jamaica. They relate better. They know how the people work. That is why we train Jamaicans to be the leaders of the Jamaican church, just as in any mission field. In a similar way, we relate this. God uses each of us as sinners to be witnesses to sinners. That's why He uses us. That's why we're His instruments. And with His help, we as sinners share that grace message of salvation and relate to them, how, why and how it means so much to us. Because our sins are forgiven. Now, with all that I've told you, I'm sure, yeah, you're ready to go out and glorify God and tell everybody about Christ, right? Well, that flows with sharing a story about a friend of mine named Ed. I met him in college. Great guy, still good friends today. What I thought was very interesting about him and I is that every day when I go up and
this guy's a little strange.
So the third guy asked him, how you doing, Ed? I'm great! And I thought, like, no, this guy's just playing weird. And finally I asked him the fourth day, and he asked, how you doing, Ed? And I said, here it comes. I'm great! And I said, now, Ed, I talked to you yesterday. I said, you told me about the trouble you had in a test. You told me about the trouble you had with some of your family. Blah, 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 everything else. And he said, you know, Bruce, he said, I'm great. But I'm not great because of my life the way it is. I'm great because I'm redeemed. I'm forgiven of my sins. And I know that I have heaven come waiting for me. That's why he was great. Run your town. I want to thank all of you for making it possible for my wife and I, my family, and for all missionaries to be able to share the great message of salvation and faith in Christ to everybody in the world who needs to know. Because of you and your contributions, we can do that. I praise the Lord for you and I thank you. But my prayer for us, all of us today, is that God would use us, continue to use us, that He'd strengthen us through the power of the Holy Spirit, He'd use all of us. Be His instruments that we may run and go and tell and share with them the fact that we indeed were saved and have a heavenly home we know because of Jesus. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.